KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And it is 50 degrees, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. It is your Thursday, almost to your weekend. I'm Greg Neft. It is our top local stories this hour. 100 grams of fentanyl off the streets after a drug bust by Reno police. Coming up, how the bust went down. A crackdown on distracted driving directly ahead, what the police say they're looking for if they pull you over. And it's Nevada's Secretary of State versus the Trump administration on the way, why the secretary is filing a lawsuit against the White House. These stories and more coming up right here on the News at Noon, live and local. From the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno, good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1206. Here's Jerry.
And the same to you, Greg. Several texts from you in Radioland. I'll put a ribbon on that Supreme Court case that I attempted to yesterday. This time I mean it. And I can tell you why gas prices are higher in Washoe County than they are in Douglas or Carson. And political endorsements from a Nevada PAC. We'll get to that and more, especially your texts and emails. And it is 1207 FM News Talk Time. A traffic with Phil is coming up a little bit later on in about 3 minutes from right now.
And it's our top local story. Call it a really helpful lead, but Reno police say they busted a California man up here not to enjoy our resorts, but to distribute fentanyl. Lots of it.
Investigators learned the suspect claimed to be in possession of approximately 0.5 pound of pure uncut fentanyl. Through further investigation, detectives identified the suspect as 65-year-old Stuart Stanley of Indio, California. Detectives later located Stanley in the area of 6th Street and Sierra Street.
And that's Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio, who says Stanley ran when he saw the cops closing in. And after a brief fight, he was taken into custody. Now, beside the fentanyl, police took more than 75 grams of heroin, more than 8 grams of meth, and almost $1,300 off the street. Stanley, by the way, well, he's facing a long list of charges. More news for you this Thursday afternoon. You might call it a mighty wind. High winds could continue to cause damage around the Reno area. The National Weather Service says gusts might hit 80 miles per hour in wind-prone areas. That's along Highway 395 and the 580 freeway. Winds could knock down power lines this hour and trees as well. Travel, it's going to be a little bit difficult for those RVs and other high-profile vehicles. Winds, they are expected to let up this afternoon. Weather directly ahead. It was an unexpected day off for students at some Lake Tahoe Unified District Schools today, thanks to the winds. Tahoe Valley, Myers, and Sierra House Elementaries are all closed today due to a power failure. Not clear how long it's going to take to get that electricity up and running again to the schools. About 2,000 customers were without power across South Lake Tahoe after high winds knocked down the trees. Liberty Utility says it's working on it. Distracted driving in the crosshairs of Nevada law enforcement as a statewide crackdown gets underway.
The campaign will focus on highly visible enforcement and public education efforts aimed at reducing distracted driving and improving roadway safety across Nevada.
Kim Yoko-Smith with the Nevada State Police says examples of distracted driving include cell phone use or eating, among others. If you're planning a trip to the Reno Tahoe International Airport soon, you might want to give yourself a little extra time to get there. This has nothing to do with TSA. The airport authority says they are closing the southbound 580 off-ramp to the airport from April 6th, that's Monday, to the 17th of this month. You can use the Plum Villanova exit to get to the airport from the 580, but guess what? So's everybody else. You can expect some delays. Filing suit, the Nevada Secretary of State says he's suing the Trump administration over the president's executive order to limit mail-in voting.
If you're going to make major decisions that impact the operation, that is a fundamental right, make sure you engage with local elections officials who are actually on the ground talking to voters every single day before you make these policy changes.
Francisco Aguilar says elections are state, not federal business. Several other states are expected to file suit as well. FM News Talk Time, it is 1210.
All right, we'll start with some texts from listeners, Greg. Hello. You just gave out the phone numbers to call Masto and the other lady. That's Jackie Rosen. I couldn't get why you need us to call them. You should call them and tell them to vote for the SAVE Act and fund the TSA. And it was kind of precipitated based on Rosen saying there's no such thing as fraudulent voting. It is illegal. kind of like drunk driving, theft, and other crimes. If it's illegal, that means nobody does it. That's her logic. Phone number for Rosen's office in Reno is 775-337-0110. And for Masto, 775-686-5750. Be polite and let them know what you think. Another one, I'd like to hear you talk about the constitutional amendment that's going to be enforced in 4 years, requiring Nevada to get 50% of its energy from renewable resources. This is such a bad idea, and it's going to destroy our economy. What can be done about it? I've got that story and more, and that's just 2030 in 4 years. You should see what they have suggested for 2050, when you and I may be dead by then. Nevada voted for Trump. All the Ukrainian Israeli Bolsheviks elected in Nevada are punishing the people. Includes high prices and now protesting. Channels 2, 4, and 8 News are tools for them to brainwash idiots. Moving ASAP. Kurt, don't go. We need you here. Fight the fight. The good fight. And one last one. Love the new format. Noon local news. Yippee. And I love the word yippee. It's the opposite of hippie. That's me. And one last one. Here is one. I'm not sure what's going on with you, Greg, but it says, this may be directed to you. It just simply says, my wife's name is Christy. Thanks. FM News Talk time is 12:12. Traffic and weather together. Phil, are you up?
No, but I'm here. I can tell you that there are no collisions working right now. We're doing all right on the local freeways. No need for your chains on 88 or 431. All the mountain passes are open with no controls. Remember, they are closing the McCarran exit on westbound Interstate 80 from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. every evening while they do construction in that area. It is making people upset when they have to go all the way down to Robb's, so prepare ahead. It is 47 degrees in Sparks and in Carson City, 53 degrees in Wellington, 38 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your upcoming weather.
As things calm, they're also going to cool tonight after dropping into the mid to upper 20s. We'll be in the low 60s tomorrow, but back in the 70s for Easter weekend, mid-70s Easter Sunday. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Next round of showers, we're looking at next Wednesday for a possible change in the pattern. If you missed him today, don't miss him tomorrow. Jimmy Failla at 10 before the noon news, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your noon news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans. Crime is up in Washoe County. Conservative Wes Duncan is running for district attorney to make Washoe County a safer community and give us the change we need. Wes Duncan is unanimously endorsed by law enforcement because they trust him to back the blue. As an experienced prosecutor, Iraq War veteran, and colonel in the Air Force Reserves, Wes Duncan has the experience to make us safe. Vote Wes Duncan for a safer Washoe County.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.
Capital Control Systems is your local expert in Generac generators and heating systems. From routine maintenance to full system upgrades, their team has you covered when it matters most. Call Capital Control Systems to schedule service for your Generac generator or heating system so you can be ready for the next storm. Go to nvgreenteam.com.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Tired of buying a washing machine every few years because your current one is broken or stinks? Sean here from Sargent's Appliance Center. Sargent sells top-rated, long-lasting Speed Queen machines with an expected life of 15 to 25 years. Sargent's Appliance Center will provide a washing machine that will have you wanting to do your laundry. Don't take advice from somebody that could be moved to the paint department next week. Quality products from a company that services what they sell. Buy right the first time. Search Sargent's Appliance and Sparks.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
From the Southern Nevada desk, the Mesquite Police Department made a huge drug bust early this morning. Officials report that 100 pounds of methamphetamine were discovered by their drug dog named Rogue. Two unnamed suspects were taken into custody. I'm Phil Galbraith reporting.
And if you're just checking in, the three big things that you need to know: 100 grams of fentanyl and other drugs off the streets as Reno police take down a California man accused of trying to distribute it. Nevada Secretary of State is suing the Trump administration over the president's executive order limiting mail-in balloting. And if you're going to the airport, listen up. The ramp from southbound 580 to the airport is set to close for days starting next Monday. Ouch. It is our top national story this hour. Another cabinet shakeup at the White House. Attorney General Pam Bondi is out.
President Trump says Pam Bondi will transition to a job in the private sector, and top Justice Department Deputy Todd Blanche will serve as acting attorney general until a new AG is confirmed. Sources tell Fox News Digital Bondi was fired by the president in an Oval Office meeting Wednesday night. Bondi had accompanied President Trump earlier that day to attend Supreme Court arguments over his executive order on birthright citizenship. The president did not announce a new role for Bondi in the administration, but says in a social media post she is a patriot and loyal friend who faithfully served as attorney general and did a tremendous job overseeing a massive crackdown in crime across the country. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
From the Keystone CPA's studio in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1219.
Just a follow-up from the question from the Tahoe listener regarding the renewable energy and the energy costs going up. That bill was known as Question 6. We voted on it. It amends the Nevada Constitution to require electric utilities, we have one, to generate or acquire at least 50% of their power from renewable sources by 2030, and it passed by 60%. 60% of Nevada said, please charge me higher utility rates, now pass the climate change Kool-Aid. The major green energy bill in Nevada is Senate Bill 358, SB 358. It passed in 2019. It raised the Renewable Portfolio Standard, RPS, to require 50% of electricity from renewable sources by 2030, and it aims for 100% carbon-free resources by 2050. The bill passed the Nevada Senate and Assembly unanimously. Go to the Secretary of State's website and see who voted for that bill. And yes, Republicans voted for that bill. Washoe County, Nevada voters approved a ballot measure in 2008. This is why your gas prices are higher than they are in Douglas County and Carson City. Question 5, to index the gas tax, which allows it to increase automatically every year to keep up with inflation. The Nevada legislature officially enacted the enabling legislation for this increase in 2009, with the first adjustments taking effect 2010. And here's some good news for you. Everyone who voted to increase the tax on gasoline, it adjusts every July 1st. So name me one government program that has ever cost less from one year to the next. So there's the news for you. July 1, gas in Washoe County, if it's high now, it's going to go up a little bit more. FM News Talk time is 12:21.
Taking a look at your traffic, we don't have any collisions to tell you about right now. It is smooth sailing on all of the freeways in Carson City at Oak Clear Creek Road and Carson Street on the eastbound side. There's a broken down vehicle in that area. Fortunately, it's off to the side. Just use a little extra caution. And it is 47 degrees in Fernley, 49 in Dayton, 54 in Smith Valley, 35 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
The warnings and advisories behind us, we're going to see improving weather this afternoon. On the cool side, just into the low 50s, tonight into mid-20 degree territory. We haven't been below freezing for some time. Tomorrow, low 60s, low 70s Saturday, mid-70s Easter Sunday. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City. Definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. After the noon news at 1, Guy Benson, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
At age 18, backwoodsman Abraham Lincoln built a flatboat for hire on the Ohio River. One day, two strangers appeared on the landing asking for passage. Once safely delivered across with their trunks, each man tossed a silver half dollar onto Lincoln's boat. Years later, Lincoln recounted, "I could scarcely believe my eyes that by honest work a poor boy such as I had earned a dollar in less than a day. It was a most important incident in my life. The world seemed fairer, and I was a more hopeful and confident person from that time." This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
For honest work and the best value this side of the Ohio River, call Lincoln Heating and Air. We were honored by the Nevada Business Magazine as a family-owned business finalist in Northern Nevada. Give us a call, 359-1985, or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Old bank statements, tax records, and sensitive paper cluttering your home or office? Worried about identity theft? American Document Destruction's professional document shredding. Bring your confidential documents to Reno Public Market from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Friday, April 3rd. We'll shred them securely on site while you watch. First Friday of every month. No hassle, $10 a box, no limit. Protect your privacy before it's too late. American Document Destruction, a Pacific company. At Reno Public Market Shredding Day.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Tahoe Night Monsters lost to Cincinnati 4-3 last night. Games Friday and Saturday after a night off tonight. Night Monsters are pretty much in for the playoffs, but not playing their best right now. Nevada baseball hosting Simpson from Reading today at Pacoli. Pack is off for Easter weekend. Softball team will be tested tonight, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon at Grand Canyon. The Antelopes are 33-1 and dominating the Mountain West. Grand Canyon just took Utah State in a three-game series, outscoring the Aggies 32-4. I'm Craig Swope with sports for Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
And we have 50 degrees sunny skies right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you're just checking in with us, it's our top local story at 12:25. A Fox Dock cone zone alert. A big bridge replacement getting set for I-80 in Reno. Starting on Monday, NDOT says they'll shift lanes right near Boomtown as part of a multi-year project. Drivers might see traffic cut down to one lane in each direction between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. weekdays. NDOT's going to be replacing several bridges along the freeway west of Robb Drive. And by the way, those bridges are around 60 years old. They're probably original. More than 7,600 acres of land for Fernley now to play around with. Word from the Bureau of Land Management, they're giving all that extra federal land to the Lyon County City. BLM officials say the parcels are part of a so-called checkerboard pattern of public and private ownership adjacent to the I-80 corridor. It is not clear what Fernley is actually going to do with the land. Well, it was yesterday we told you about the ever-shrinking Sierra snowpack, essentially zero near Lake Tahoe. And today, water officials, they are not mincing words about this upcoming summer.
And we have it to manage really for the next 6 months or so until we hit October.
California DWR Director Carla Nemeth says, what's in the reservoirs is what we have to go on right now. Well, it is a shocking story out of Las Vegas. After massive allegations of animal abuse, two suspects, they're now under arrest. 50 dogs are safe after two raids in Las Vegas. The case connected to a group called Working Dogs of Nevada. So far, that group has not commented. The Animal Foundation says it helped pick up the 50 dogs. Court records show that dozens of dogs were confiscated in two different operations that involved allegations of animal abuse. It's back to our top local story this hour. It was a big drug bust in downtown Reno last week as authorities stop a man up here from California with a lot of fentanyl.
Stanley fled on foot and discarded a package from a parking garage onto the sidewalk below. He was subsequently taken into custody following a brief struggle. Detectives recovered the discarded package, which was found to contain more than 100 grams of uncut fentanyl.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio. Well, he sued the Trump administration. Nevada's Secretary of State says he's filing suit over the president's order limiting mail-in voting.
This is federal overreach. This is an unfunded mandate on state and local governments. The clerks work really hard already on limited budgets. And to put this additional pressure right in the middle of an election is really unfair, and it's not good for Nevadans.
Francisco Aguilar says several other states are filing suit as well. Well, they're asking you to consider organ donation. First responders across northern Nevada are kicking off the Silver State Heroes Challenge. The month-long campaign asks you to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
There are more than 105,000 people waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, and that includes nearly 700 Nevadans. And what's unfortunate is 13 people will die every day waiting because we can't find a match in time. And every 8 minutes, somebody new will be added to the waiting list.
That's Monica Miles with the Nevada Donor Network. The event has been held in northern Nevada for the last 4 years. Essentially, law enforcement so-called races each other. They bet each other on who can get the most people to pledge to be organ donors. It's the sheriff's office versus the fire department versus the police department. April is Autism Acceptance Month.
According to the Autism Society, the goal of the month is to celebrate and honor the experiences and identities of autistic individuals. The nonprofit says that's best done by focusing on understanding, inclusion, and supporting the moves beyond awareness toward meaningful acceptance. The most recent statistics from the CDC show roughly one out of every 31 children is being diagnosed with autism before their eighth birthday. A decade ago, reports from the CDC showed a rate of one in 54 8-year-olds diagnosed with the disorder. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And it's a delicious day, to say the least.
Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Skippy Brand says the ratio is 60% peanut butter to 40% jelly, but you can build yours any way you like. You can eat it fresh, fry it in a pan, add extras like bacon or bananas. Totally okay. So today, lean into nostalgia. Unless you're among the 2% of us who are allergic or the 10% of us who hate peanut butter altogether. More for us. I'm Bree Tennis.
And Fox Talk 99.1 covers northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world. I'm Greg Neft. It's 50 degrees right now downtown Reno from the Keystone CPA studio. FM News Talk Time, 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. President Trump is replacing Attorney General Pam Bondi. Deputy AG Todd Blanche will next serve as the acting. He writes on social media, in part, Pam Bondi led this department with strength and conviction, and I'm grateful for her leadership and friendship. Part of President Trump's post on Truth Social reads, we love Pam, and she'll be transitioning to a much-needed and important new job in the private sector. Bondi had faced criticism for her handling of the Epstein files release. Police in Florida releasing body cam footage of the arrest of golf legend Tiger Woods after a car accident last weekend.
Go ahead and bring your feet towards you. All the way. Perfect. How much have you had to drink today? None. Do you take any medication?
I take a few, yes.
The a sound there, courtesy of the Martin County Sheriff's Office. Woods was arrested on DUI charges. The former Masters champion announced that he'd be stepping away from golf in order to seek treatment. America's listening to Fox News.
-50 degrees right now in downtown Reno. Good Thursday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. And let's get you caught up on what's happening here. Employment in the private sector expanding this hour as more than 60,000 jobs were added in March.
The payroll management company ADP highlighted the findings in its new report while noting that increases in pay and hiring were leveled. Smaller employers are believed to be behind the recent increases in jobs. The company's chief economist also indicated that job growth continues to favor certain industries, including healthcare. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And if you think gas is high in Nevada, how does $10 a gallon sound to you? Drivers stopping at one Central California gas station are seeing the price of gas nearly hit double digits. The owner of Gorda by the Sea in Big Sur is charging $9.99 a gallon for premium gas. Premium indeed. The current average price for premium gas in Cali is $6.31 a gallon. The owner says the only reason he's charging the $9.99 is because he's limited by the digits of the gas pump. He'd charge more. He added the high prices are because they run the place on generators. It's just a little bit much. Well, you probably already know this by now, but guess what? Cars, they're overpriced. They cost way too much.
At the top of their list, the Honda Prelude, with dealers adding $10,000 to $25,000 over MSRP. The Toyota RAV4 Prime is seeing $3,000 to $5,000 markups. Meanwhile, some models are overpriced because they're just not selling. The Jeep Grand Wagoneer is sitting on lots for over 400 days, even with $25,000 discounts. The Car Edge report also flags brutal depreciation. The Tesla Model X loses 63% of its value, and Land Rover combines a 60% depreciation with the highest maintenance costs in the industry. I'm Monica Nelson.
FM News Talk Time, 12:32.
This is really a great workout.
Joining us today for the first time at Orange Theory Fitness is Tom Trafficante, our financial partner from Heritage Bank.
Thanks for having me, Alexis.
Heritage Bank helped us with a business loan. I was so thrilled at how easy Tom's team was to talk to and how helpful Heritage Bank was with jumpstarting our business. So I offered to help jumpstart some of Tom's goals.
Oh boy.
You're doing great, Tom.
When do I get my orange slices?
What?
Well, I'm doing my fitness. My theory is that I'll get some oranges.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom.
Orange juice?
No.
Sorry, I'm just new to this.
And I was new to Reno. You know, after banking with those large national banks, I feel connected and that I belong with Heritage.
Orange cream soda?
Tom, concentrate.
Oh, orange concentrate.
Oh, Tom, here's a banana.
Thanks.
Heritage Bank of Nevada. It's not how big your bank is, it's how big you are with your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it's happening in Northern Nevada, you'll hear about it on the Noon News.
Hi, my name is Diana, and I'm out in Fallon. And I want you to know that this hour-long news you have stinks. You know what? We're bombarded with news on our phones, on the TV, everywhere. I like to listen to your channel. I've been listening to it now for 2.5 years, and I have totally enjoyed it. Your channel is good, except between 12 and 1 o'clock. Thank you.
Weekdays at noon on 92.3 in Lyon County and 99.1 FM Talk. The Noon News.
FM Talk weather.
Nicest afternoon we've seen in a few days. Certainly cooler, 53, than we would like, but we'll be in the 70s for Easter weekend, mid-70s for Easter Sunday, and plenty of sunshine. Mid-20s tonight. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Today at 5, Barkley Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
A 3-month enforcement surge led by the United States Marshal Service has resulted in the arrest of 147 fugitives and the recovery of 2 missing children. From New Year's Day through the end of last month, the operation cleared 164 outstanding warrants across Nevada. The initiative targeted violent criminals, including 5 people wanted for murder and 34 people for sex offenses. I'm Phil Galbraith reporting.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A volatile trading session after President Trump toughens his Iran tone. Stocks pairing from bigger earlier losses on Strait of Hormuz reopening hopes. However, a surge in oil prices is fueling inflation fears. U.S. crude is spiking to nearly $112 a barrel, its highest level since June of 2022. Energy and tech are gaining while healthcare and industrials are lagging. And Tesla stock is down nearly 5%. The electric vehicle maker's first quarter deliveries fell short of Wall Street expectations amid a challenging EV landscape. And Bed Bath & Beyond will be buying storage and organized retailer The Container Store and its brands Elfa and Closet Works in a deal worth $150 million. The Container Store has more than 100 locations, which will be jointly branded as The Container Store and Bed Bath & Beyond. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It's 12:36 time right now for a moment with Mike Bosba, the principal with Keystone CPAs, right here in Reno, 775-786-4900. Good Thursday afternoon to you, Mike.
Good Thursday. Right back at you, Greg.
Yes, it is your busy season, as you so often like to say, and there's so many ins and outs and nuances of the American tax code that people simply don't know about. And what we're talking about today is, you know, look, people do this all the time. It's accepted practice. Filing extension and paying your first quarter estimated tax payment. What do you do about filing extensions, Mike?
So, well, first and foremost, Greg, we want to make sure everybody understands you file an extension, that's an extension of time to file, not an extension of time to pay. If you don't pay what you owe on April 15th, the tax man is going to come get you, at least extract out of you with penalties what you short paid. So make sure that you're caught up. Now, we have this little hack that we encourage people to think about. So you're going to extend your tax return and you owe a first quarter estimated tax payment. We strongly encourage you to include the first quarter estimated tax payment on your extension payment, then not make an estimated tax payment. The reason you do that is this, paying the same amount in. The hack here is if you end up being wrong and short on your extension, the payment for the late payment penalty for the estimated tax is significantly lower than the late payment on the extension. So you're just going to say, hey, I'm going to hedge my bets, go heavy on the extension, don't make the first quarter, just include it. You then apply the overpayment to next year's estimated taxes, and then you have a hedge against any potential penalties. And the penalties, again, late filing significant or late payment rather significantly higher than short paying the estimated tax. Just another tip or trick that we try and help the taxpayer get an edge against the federal government.
And Mike, this is something, this next topic is something that you and I have spoken about before. Refund anticipation loans. Now, they're not as widespread as they used to be, but some mass market tax preparers do offer them. What's your thought on that? Just take it or no?
Well, you know, it all comes down to why you need the cash, right? If you're banking on that overpayment to make your rent, and you have no other options, it's significantly less expensive than a payday loan that's 400% versus about 40% if you do it from Jackson Hewitt, for example. Now, other tax preparers will maybe bake it into their fee, but then you have to pay them to do your tax prep. So generally, you know, you want to know all in what it's going to cost you, and then really it's most of the time, grades, it's fixable. So just file a W-3 with your employer, reduce your withholdings. You don't have so much coming back, and you'll have a little bit more in every paycheck to buy your groceries.
And that's something that I think we all like to hear. Mike Bosba with Keystone CPAs. He is the answer man when it comes to all things about your money. Give him a call at 775-786-4900. Mike, we will talk with you again tomorrow, sir.
Oh, look forward to it. Thank you so much, Greg.
All right. Take care. FM News Talk time. It is 12:40.
Save Nevada Now, a political action committee, PAC, is protecting Nevada's election integrity and advancing common sense policy reforms. Today, that's quote unquote, today announced its endorsements for the 2026 statewide election cycle. They are Joe Lombardo for governor, Stavros Anthony, lieutenant governor, Shirley Falcons Roberts for secretary of state. You can go to the secretary of state's current Secretary of State's website and see her contributions to Democrats and Republicans. Adriana Guzman Frelick, Attorney General, Jeff Carter for State Treasurer, and Andy Matthews for State Controller. If we have time, At the end of the show, I'll try to put a ribbon on my thoughts regarding Gorsuch, Dances with Wolves, and his questioning yesterday of the Solicitor General. It is 12:41 right now, and Phil has a look at traffic.
And on the freeways right now, no problems to tell you about. However, if you're going to be driving on Mill Street in Reno between 580 and Wells, expect a lot of delays. They're doing a lot of repaving on that area and on the side streets. You might just want to use Glendale or maybe Kitsky as an alternate route. And I want to remind you that Pro One Automotive is often imitated but never duplicated. Pro One Automotive treats everyone with integrity, and they have for the past 40 years. Pro One Automotive is a shop that does it right the first time, and they love what they do. It's 47 degrees in Sparks and in Mount House, 55 in Urington, 38 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather.
As things calm, they're also going to cool tonight after dropping into the mid to upper 20s. We'll be in the low 60s tomorrow, but back in the 70s for Easter weekend, mid-70s Easter Sunday. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City, definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Next round of showers, we're looking at next Wednesday for a possible change in the pattern. If you missed him today, don't miss him tomorrow. Jimmy Failla at 10 before the noon news, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans. Die when I may, I want it said of me by they who know me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985. Or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
In today's real estate market, inventory is on the rise, and you need a professional to guide you through how to set your home apart. With years of experience and a top performer for Dixon Realty, the number one real estate firm in town, Mike Givens goes above and beyond. Mike has the tools and expertise that matter and will help you to navigate the difficulties in getting your home sold. Mike has it all. Results that move you. MikeGivensGives.com or call 843-3696.
Are you on a residential septic system? Well, Northern Nevada's best, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, now has 24-hour online booking. Just go to bonanzaseptic.com and click the Book Residential Pumping Now button. Answer a few questions for pricing and dates. Select a time, and they'll take care of the rest. Bonanza Septic is there for you with fast, reliable service. bonanzaseptic.com.
Thank you, Northern Nevada, for making us number one and the number two business.
Breaking news, local voices.
Jerry, if I may be so bold as to call you Mr. Jerry. Now, I'm an old hunter myself, but that was never my passion. But I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate this little news edition that you put with your program. My best to you. Keep up the good work, sir.
Real Impact. Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans every weekday at noon for the Noon News. KKFT Midday on 99.1 FM News Talk. Further Nevada's Midday Update. Your Noon News. KKFT.
It is a beautiful day, if not Slightly chilly in downtown Reno. We've got 50 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, it is our top local story this half hour. A big drug bust in downtown Reno. A California man was trying to distribute fentanyl. Cops say they found a lot more after last week's takedown.
Total seized, fentanyl, 120.07 grams. Heroin, 75.02 grams. Methamphetamine, 8.36 grams. U.S. currency, $1,285.
As for the suspect who fled and put up a fight, he's been identified as Stuart Stanley. He's 65 years old of Indio.
Stanley was arrested and booked into the Washoe County Sheriff's Office jail on multiple drug-related charges, as well as a charge of resisting arrest.
You might have seen the takedown. It happened at 6th and Sierra. It is an update to a story we brought you yesterday, the Sierra snowpack. Oh, dear, it's not in great shape.
That's what supplies about a third of the state's water.
That's also the second driest in 24 years of record since we've been calculating it. If we use snow courses as a reference, this is also the second lowest snowpack in about 75 years since 1950.
That's Andy Rising with the Department of Water Resources. Snow levels are supposed to be at their annual peak this time of year. April's measurement, the last of the water year, helps predict how much water will be available for the state. Most of the crucial Sierra snowpack has melted and turned into runoff after several days of extremely warm temperatures last month, so most of California's reservoirs are full. DWR says that water will carry the state through October. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
You knew this was coming with high gas prices. Apparently, there are reports of gas siphoning around in and around Las Vegas, particularly North Las Vegas. One neighborhood near Tropical Parkway and Commerce say that their gas tanks have been tampered with. One resident said they were on three quarters. Now they're on half. One other neighbor says, after hearing that several vehicles in her neighborhood have been left with their gas caps open, word is that it was not the first time this type of crime had occurred, but unfortunately an after effect, it does seem, due to higher gas prices. FM News Talk Time, 1247.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
The number one, number two in Northern Nevada high school baseball both won yesterday. Minogue took Galena and Reno beat Douglas. In high school softball, a very good 3A Churchill County team took a doubleheader from Dayton. It had been over 10 years since Isotope Park in Albuquerque had seen a 1-0 baseball game. It happened last night when Reno beat Albuquerque 1-0. It was the AAA debut of Aces starter Mitch Bratt, and it was a good one. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Attention riders, off-roaders, and adrenaline junkies. This is the blowout sale you've been waiting for. It's Ridezilla's third annual spring cleaning sales event. One day only, this Saturday. Save thousands on top brands like Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Polaris, Can-Am, and Ski-Doo. Take up to 75% off select parts and accessories, 25% off store-wide, and unbeatable deals on gear. Climb, 35% off. Fox and Fly Racing, 50% off. And check this out. Buy one motorcycle tire, get one free. Buy three ATV or side-by-side tires, get the fourth free. Or grab any off-road tire and get the second half off. Plus, crazy deals on oil, chemicals, and lubricants. Come hungry. Free tacos from Lady Tamale from 11 to 2. And John Potter broadcasting live from 9 to noon. This once-a-year event is this Saturday only at Ridezilla. 2680 South Carson Street, next to Carson Toyota. Ridezilla, where the deals are just as wild as the ride.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vale get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked in the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
When you buy a used vehicle, you shouldn't have to wonder what comes next. At Compani Capital Ford in Carson City, every qualifying used vehicle includes our Select Shield, giving you added protection from day one. That means 3 months or 3,000 miles of limited warranty coverage on select vehicles, so you can drive with confidence. Plus, you'll receive Compani Auto Care with 1 year of included maintenance, including up to 2 oil changes at no extra cost. Because buying shouldn't mean giving up peace of mind. Not every dealership backs their used vehicles with added coverage. At Capital Ford, we do. Every vehicle is carefully inspected, and we believe that strength and transparent pricing matter. Visit Capital Ford today, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Compani Auto Care and Select Shield apply to qualifying used vehicles only. 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first. Maintenance includes up to 2 oil changes within 1 year. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno and Sparks. Excludes leases.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
The warnings and advisories behind us, we're going to see improving weather this afternoon. On the cool side, just into the low 50s, tonight into mid-20 degree territory. We haven't been below freezing for some time. Tomorrow, low 60s, low 70s Saturday, mid-70s Easter Sunday. Taxes are cheaper at Wild West Chevrolet, not Carson City. Definitely not Reno. You know where to save the most, Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. After the noon news at 1, Guy Benson, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
51 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. From the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. It's our top national story in Fox News. We'll have more on this at the top of the hour. Attorney General Pam Bondi is out of a job.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer posting, quote, good riddance. Pam Bondi was the wrong choice from the start, but the rot at the Department of Justice begins and ends with Donald Trump. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries posting, quote, Pam Bondi's tenure as the most corrupt attorney general in modern American history has been a disgraceful affront to our Constitution. This long overdue firing is not enough to restore the credibility of the Justice Department or fix this rotten, out of control administration. And it appears House Democrats still plan to go after Pam Bondi about the Epstein files despite her firing. Congressman Robert Garcia, the highest ranking member on the House Oversight Committee, posted, quote, Pam Bondi and Donald Trump may think her firing gets her out of testifying to the Oversight Committee. They are wrong, and we look forward to hearing from her under oath.
Fox's Bill Malugin on Capitol Hill. To Oregon now, where a woman is missing. Bizarre story here after she apparently ran out of gas on a highway.
There's a search underway for an Oregon woman who hasn't been heard from since running out of gas on her way to Salem Saturday night. State police say 28-year-old Maria Linda Jade Kilmer and a passenger were less than 20 minutes away from Salem when she messaged her mother for help with the empty tank and even dropped a locator pin on the side of Highway 22 to show her location. Once the mother arrived, she found Kilmer gone. The passenger saying Kilmer left with an unidentified motorist who'd stopped at the scene. All of her belongings were still there, though, including her cell phone, keys, wallet with ID, and what her mother said was her daily medication. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And believe it or not, it's almost Easter time. Sunday is Easter Sunday, as you know, and if you're buying candy, there's one in particular that people really like.
Around 90 million chocolate bunnies will be purchased in the U.S. this Easter. According to the National Confectioners Association, 89% of us will eat the ears first. Psychology Today says if that's you, you're logical and rational. And no need to worry. There's no mention of deeply seated, disturbing emotional problems if you're part of the 6% of us who eat the feet first. I'm Bree Tennis.
And quite frankly, I always found them to be chalky and hollow. Never liked those as part of my Easter basket. Just putting that out there. FM News Talk Time. It is 12:55.
Okay, Greg. First off, let's start with a text from a listener, somebody who knows you. Hey, Greg. Glad to hear you're back. From a listener point of view, KKFT is definitely a superior station in many ways. That's Joe G. maybe Joey Gilbert, somebody you know, Joe G. And Joe, if you're listening, send me your address, and I'll be happy to mail you a $100 gift card to Glen Eagles. Best one of the hour every day gets a $100 gift card to Glen Eagles Restaurant in Carson City. Best steak, bar none, in Northern Nevada. So at the end of the show yesterday, I ran out of time, and I was trying to show you why I think Gorsuch, the Trump appointee to the Supreme Court, is most likely to vote to keep birthright citizenship as the law of the land. And that was kind of precipitated by Gorsuch's questioning of the Solicitor General in a couple of different ways. Is an American Indian an American citizen? Which seems redundant and silly, but he's got, I can't say the two words about American Indians, I think, based on a previous decision, which was this. 2019, Gorsuch voted with the liberal majority on the court to find a former tribal game warden, Clavin Herrera. It was Herrera v. Wyoming. He found him not guilty of poaching. So he and two others killed, I've read anything from 3 to 8 bull elk out of season, out of Wyoming, off the reservation, obviously without even a tag or a license to do that. And just imagine that, a hunting poaching case going all the way to the Supreme Court. My guess is Clavin Herrera was not paying for the attorneys to take that there. The two others with Herrera pled guilty because they were and were fined. And Gorsuch quoted the 1868 treaty signed in Laramie, Wyoming, which was signed, by the way, 22 years before Wyoming even became a state, no longer an, quote, unoccupied territory, as the reason why he voted the way he did. He said that the Crow in the treaty could leave the reservation. Well, the treaty said that. They could leave the reservation to hunt for food or sustenance in, quote, unoccupied territory. And the state of Montana, when this happened in 2014, not exactly unoccupied territory. And the treaty also said that the Crow were to make the reservation, 43 million acre reservation, their permanent home. Now, obviously, they haven't done so, and no one's suggesting they should or be rounded up and returned to the res. It's just basically a selective reading of the treaty, to say the least. And as I said sarcastically, and I'll say it again, Dances with Wolves, Mr. Gorsuch, was not a historic documentary. It was a made-up story and a movie made by Hollywood. White man guilt, if you have it, it's not something to base a Supreme Court decision on. The end. I will never bring it up again until tomorrow. And as I said, you may not agree with me, but if I'm right, you can't avoid the consequences. Did you hear, Greg, did you hear what Ketanji yep. Brown Jackson said? By the way, a post from Jimmy Fallon. The more you hear Ketanji Brown Jackson talk, the more you realize why Democrats think women are too dumb to get voter ID.
Did you hear that? Oh my, what'd she say? What'd she say?
Well, I'll just give you the start of the thought, which was, I was thinking, if I were Japanese, she said that. If I were Japanese, I'll let you follow up on that and see exactly what she said. And
I can't wait.
I read a story. You don't have to be smart to be on the Supreme Court. Just look at Ketanji Brown Jackson. Hey, have a great day. Again, you can text 884-9910, or you can give us a shout out on the FM Talk app. And Joe G, got a $100 gift card for you. Send me your address.
I will wait for you.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.